You're listening to A Juno Afternoon. It's about 17 minutes to the top of the hour. I'm Shelley Delaney, and my next guest represents Southeast Alaska Master Gardeners and the Juno Garden Club. Welcome, Pat and Nancy. Would you both please introduce yourselves? Pat Hartman, I know you're affiliated with Southeast Alaska Master Gardeners Association. What's your role there?
I am currently the 2018 co-president for the Master Gardeners.
And what do the Master Gardeners do?
We do a lot of educational on gardening throughout the community. We have monthly meetings starting pretty much this first one tomorrow that will run up until April. And then we also do the garden tour, the annual garden tour in the community.
How do you become a master gardener? Seems like a high title.
You can register with the Extension Service. They have an online program. They also teach it every other year locally. You do 40 hours of classroom work, and you also do 40 hours of community service in order to become a master gardener.
And tell me a little bit about the garden tour. I don't believe I've ever seen
been on it. Every year we have a garden tour. Next year's will be June 29th. We will be covering downtown Juneau, Douglas, and possibly Thane if we can find some gardens out there. Well, there are gardens out there if parking is an issue. So on our website at seak-mastergardeners.org, we also have an area under garden tour that you can nominate a garden. So we're always looking for gardens. We have planned about out through 2020 getting gardens lined up through there. So
sorry if you said this already, but when is the garden tour?
It's June 29th of next year.
Okay, great. Plenty of time to prepare.
Yes.
Although I know from my own limited experience with gardening, it's a work in progress. It takes years to get it even close to where you want it to
it's
be sometimes.
It's always a work in progress. And I think when you think your garden, lots of people don't think their garden's ready, but it's always good for people to come and get ideas. And a garden is always evolving and changing.
And I was on that tour this year. My garden was.
Your garden was on the tour?
Yes.
How was it received?
Very well received. I had a small problem, if I could digress.
Yes, please.
I was so proud of myself all winter. I said, my garden's on the garden tour. But I wasn't counting on the weather we had this past winter. So there was a lot of scrambling because I lost a lot of plant material.
What kind of plants are in your garden?
A little bit of everything. A lot of perennials. I mix vegetables in with my perennials, like Swiss chard, you know, rainbow Swiss chard, and shrubs,
pretty.
And, you know, a little bit of everything.
That's Nan Mundy speaking. You are the co-president of the Juno Garden Club. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what they do?
We do education like the Master Gardeners, but our main focus, we are formed in 1927.
Wow.
And we've existed since then in one form or another. We're now actually a nonprofit. And so we have monthly meetings also, which usually have an educational component. But we are also focused on service in the community. We sponsor every year the Juno Arbor Day program. We also have done, if you've ever been to the ferry terminal, all the shrubbery at the terminal was put in and maintained for many years by the Garden Club. You know, there's other spots around town that, you know, over time, we have actually, we try to initiate a project and maybe do some plantings and then hope someone else, will take over, which is what happened now at the ferry terminal. And we also, besides the civic, we're also a social organization. So we invite people to join, too, because we're an awful lot of fun. And we learn a lot and do a lot.
Does either organization have connections to some of the community gardens around Juneau?
I'm sorry, what do you all mean by connections?
I think like Merrill's affiliated with both organizations, but
from the Arboretum?
No, I was just thinking about the one out.
The Master Gardeners do have a member sitting on the community gardens as a representation of the Master Gardeners.
Right. I could hardly imagine that you'd all be totally divided.
No.
To a large extent, but we do come together every year for the biggest event for our organization and
The super plant sale. The super plant sale,
which is, you know, the community garden participates, the Juno Garden Club participates, the Master Gardeners, the Arboretum.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that gardening is so big, that there are so many organizations that I have, you know, that are affiliated with this hobby.
Well, and there are. And normally a lot of people are duplicate members of all of them. So it's I know Nan's a master gardener, took the class when I did, and I know I'm members of all the organizations. So other than community garden, I don't – the Southeast Alaska Master Gardeners do have two plots out there, too, that we do tests on for what grows well in the
experiment.
Area. So experiment plots.
Well, you're a community within a community.
Well, I want to jump in with one more plug.
Sure.
And that is – we have a book that we put out because, you know, gardening in Juneau is different.
Yes.
And so the Garden Club is a very nice book for purchase. And we have a webpage, too, the JunoGardenClub.com.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Mm. Thank you. Now, you're both here today to talk about an event that the organizations are co-sponsoring, Bonsai Gardening. And, Pat, you're the one who is teaching this program or this presentation. It's tomorrow at 2 p.m. at the Mendenhall Valley Library. Tell us a little bit about the art of bonsai.
Well, you'll hear a lot about it if you come tomorrow. I kind of got started in it. I have a hobby of outdoor garden railway, and I call myself a leaf counter. So my trees, I take blue spruce, miniature blue spruce trees that normally would be 3 feet by 6 feet, and I get them when they're small in a gallon-sized container, and I miniaturize them. So technically what bonsai is, it's a Japanese technique where you take a specimen and you basically miniaturize it and make it look like it's another form outside in the growing in nature. So we'll be discussing various styles and forms tomorrow, what kind of things will work in order to do this Japanese technique, the history of it, a whole lot of source material, the technique, care, tools, styles. When they do judge them, how are they judged? What sizes can be entered? Just give you a little bit of history on all of that, and hopefully you might be interested in starting your own bonsai. And what's great about that is that you could have a tree. It's not like, oh, you just water it and you walk away from it. It's one of those things where it's an art form. So you're going to be working on it continually. Some of these bonsai trees can be 365 years old, and they might only be, you know, 30 inches tall. But it's a care of a plant that you can do anywhere, whether you live in a condo, an apartment, outside, wherever you are, you could do this technique for a plant.
I know that there's sort of a something of a contemplative or meditative aspect to the art of bonsai. You mentioned a competition as well. Is it all of those things?
Well, there are. I don't know. Here in Juneau, I don't know that we have one. There are competitions that they do in Japan where they are judged, and ribbons are given out. They can range anywhere from what's called an imperial bonsai, which is 30 to 40 inches tall, to what's called a poppy seed, which is under 3 inch.
Oh, my goodness, little.
Bonsai, which are typically inside, but I think most of what's judged competitively are those that are done outside. And there's a lot of, you know, if you go to Chicago Botanical Museum, they've got a whole area that is geared to their bonsai collection. And I know down in the Seattle-Tacoma area, there's a lot of collections down through there.
Do you find it to be meditative, or is that more for the viewer?
I think it can be for both. I know when I'm out there studying my trees on how I want them to be pruned and how I want them to look, I think you get lost in the whole thing of it. And having done a lot of research for this class, there's a couple of techniques I would like to try in the future to see what I can do with those. So there's some styles that are more geared to beginning bonsai enthusiasts, and then there's one that's called Roots Over Rocks that can be a little more difficult to do. So there's something for everyone there.
Is this the first time you've taught this class or workshop?
Yeah, yes. This is the first time that we've had this type of discussion.
And we would like to invite the public, too. We would love to have everyone out in the audience come and listen and participate. You don't have to be a member of either organization, although I'm sure we'd both like to have new members.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we would like to say, while we still have time, is that the Juneau Garden Club meets on the first Saturday of the month, usually at the Valley Library. If they can get it in the afternoon, you can check their website. And the Master Gardeners meet the week after, the second Saturday of the month, so we're not competing at the same time. And we do have, we've worked really hard with each other trying to make it so our topics are not duplicated.
Oh, that's great. That's nice of you to do that, to take all that time and care to spread out the knowledge.
Yeah.
So, and this was a topic we were both interested in, so that's one reason we're coming together to do that this week.
And in the presentation tomorrow at 2 p.m. Mendenhall Valley Library, what's the format of it? A little bit of lecture, show and tell, demos, hands-on?
Yes. at 1:30, the doors will open. The Master Gardeners will be having a board meeting between 12:30 and 1:30, and we're planning on setting up. And then at between 1:30 and 2, there'll kind of be like a social hour where you can come and mingle and, you know, sign in if you want to get on either one of the email lists or join the garden club. They do have a membership fee. The Master Gardeners do not. You're welcome to come and do that, find out more information. The program will start at 2 o'clock. I'm going to do a PowerPoint presentation. I will have some trees there and show you what I do to manipulate those techniques for the trees, and then we'll have question and answers. I am hoping to have one of my Master Gardeners there who is fluent in Japanese to kind of give us a little bit background. The bonsai styles are, I will have the English names there for them, but there's also Japanese names that incorporate the terms of what those styles are. So I'm hoping she'll be there and can kind of give us a little background on that.
That sounds wonderful. So thank you for coordinating that. I think it's going to be a really super interesting event. I had a bonsai when I was a child. I wasn't very, I didn't care for it as well as I should have.
We're going to be talking about that too.
Maybe not the best, you know, pet for kids. All right. But Pat Hartman and Nan Mundy, thank you so much for being here today. Again, the presentation is tomorrow, Saturday, 2 p.m. at Mendenhall Valley Library. Where can we get more information about your organizations or the event?
SEAK-MasterGardeners.com or .org and
JuneauGardenClub.com.
All right. Thank you both so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.